This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, are you doing some minor crimes and not telling anybody about it? They say people do them all the time. Minor crimes that people are most likely to commit. And I bet you're doing a few of these. We need to lock you up.
Well, I just want to do the minor time.
All right. Lying to get a discount. Like saying it's your birthday or something, and you get like a free birthday cake.
Is that a crime? That sounds more like a bad social etiquette.
You're stealing, though. Like, what if they found out that it was not your birthday?
I don't think that's a crime.
I don't want them to know when it is my birthday.
I don't either.
I don't want my friends to tell. I won't go out to eat because I don't want it to be sang to.
I don't
want to be embarrassed in a restaurant.
Right.
I don't want a free dessert.
All right. Here's some minor crimes that people are most likely to commit. Driving with an expired registration.
Never.
Yeah.
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah. Sometimes, though, people forget, and it's like before you know it, you're like, oh, I need to go ahead and send that money in.
I mean, they send you a bill for your taxes to get your tag renewed.
Yeah, they do.
So
yeah.
How do you forget?
Well, you just lay it on the counter, and it's under the other mail, and you forget.
And mine's always due in December, and I'm busy with Christmas stuff. I'm not trying to think of that.
Okay. So smuggling food into a movie theater.
Again, is this a crime?
No.
I don't think it's like I don't think that's on the law books.
That's her defense. It's not a crime.
No.
Okay. But that's how the movie theaters do make their money.
I have snuck mini bottles into the Bilo Center.
Mm-hmm. That's a crime too, if this is.
Okay. Eating grapes or other little things at the grocery store.
That's a crime.
Yeah, that
you're
is
stealing.
A crime. Yeah.
What
yeah.
if you're buying those yeah. grapes though?
But they're weighed by the pound.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah. And I will say this.
Tori just needs to turn herself in.
It's okay for you to sample a grape or two, but that manager gets all upset when you're taking a bite out of that rotisserie chicken.
I'm going to buy it.
Well, the chickens should be able to eat the chicken.
I just won't taste it.
But you don't get a bunch of bananas and eat one on the way to the register.
Yeah, because by the pound, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll leave the skin attached. So that should count for something weight-wise.
You know what, though?
The part that you didn't need.
The rotisserie chicken, you should be able to take a bite or two. If you want to pull that leg off.
How do you figure?
Because, you know what? You can now get, there's the soda fountains at some of the grocery stores. Get you a soda. Eat your rotisserie chicken as you go through because it's not by the pound. It's like the
but
labels
what if
are
you decide
it.
You don't want it now?
No. You have to buy it.
Okay. But now I'm going to have to worry about grease on the handles of the carts.
Well, I fill the cart sometimes. It feels greasy already.
But I'm with you, though. I mean, I've gone and bought like a 12-pack of beer, and I'm like, why can't I pop one of these and
there
shop?
You go.
I can go up to the bar and order a drink and shop.
Well, because your cart driving is not as good after you've had a You're waving over.
Running over hills.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Okay, these are minor crimes that people most likely commit. illegally downloading stuff online.
I feel like that was more common in the past than it is now, but it still does happen.
Yeah.
It's like Napster, and then you accidentally download a virus to your parents' computer, and you have to be like, I don't know
what
happened.
Did you do that?
No.
Yeah, sounds like she did.
Because, well, all the streaming services now, you can get pretty much what you want. You got to pay for it, but there's still some of the movies and stuff that are not out already, but they are, if you know what I mean.
I got a friend who says they have Amazon Prime, but they download the movies illegally so they don't have to sit through the commercials.
Oh, wow, okay.
And then you got the people that know how to break the Fire Sticks to where you get unlimited movies that you're not supposed to have access to.
Yeah, be careful with that, though, because you'll get a spam thing. Not that I know.
Turn yourself in.
I'm a criminal.
Up against the wall.
I'm going to turn her in for whatever reward there is.
Okay.
Dead or alive.
Now, stealing from work, we've already mentioned that one before.
That's a crime.
Yeah, it
is. I work from home.
Okay.
You literally don't.
I do, too.
Okay.
When I get on the computer and do work at home.
Oh, I thought you were trying to tell us you didn't come
in
here.
And I print stuff at home, too, for work.
All right. Taking a sick day when you're not sick.
That's not a crime.
No, but it's still unethical in some ways.
No, you can just call it a mental health day.
Okay.
Yep. Good call.
And then buying something, wearing it once, and returning it.
That's a crime.
It's a crime.
People do it all the time. Tori, please don't
that
go ahead.
That would be awful.
Tori.
What?
Just go ahead and, like on Andy Griffith, just lock yourself in.
Yeah. Like Otis, like the keys right there by the jail.
Well, it sounds like a nice little break sitting there by myself.
Barney, you probably break some law while you're in there.
Probably.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, in Tallahassee, a lot of kids just had their hearts broken. They were at Chuck E. Cheese's, or Charles Entertainment Cheese, as he's more formally known.
Oh, yeah.
They were watching the show, and Chuck was out there performing for him, when all of a sudden, three members of the Tallahassee Police Department came in and began talking with Chuck.
Uh-oh.
Sadly, at that point, Chuck began to get very agitated, and the police had to put handcuffs on Chuck and arrest him.
Right in front of the kids?
The original plan was to ask him to come outside and talk with them and then arrest him outside where the kids wouldn't see it.
Yeah.
But Chuck got uptight and agitated and started to resist, and so they had to go ahead and arrest him in front of the kids.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Can you imagine having your kids at Chuck E. Cheese and the cops come in and arrest Chuck?
Yeah, it's pretty big thing.
It's traumatic.
I mean, I have seen Santa Claus pull over on the side of the road taking one of those tests.
No, you
before.
Have not.
Yeah, yeah. Santa Claus.
That's funny.
That's sad.
Uh-huh.
What cop would pull over Santa?
He might have just been speeding. I don't know. I'm just saying. But
well,
he was
apparently
in a Santa.
Not if he was taking a breathalyzer.
He's in a Santa suit. All I just saw Santa at the side of the road. That's all I saw with a bunch of
police
officers.
Oh, so you made up the other crap. You just slandered him. Did he take the test or no?
I was driving by. I only had a second to look over and
well,
see Santa.
Why did you say
he
that?
Wasn't handcuffed or anything.
Yeah, but you told us he was taking the breathalyzer test.
You
lied. It was that eggnog.
That's why his cheeks are so rosy.
Uh-huh. Probably so.
Well, they got a picture of the police pulling the hat off. It's almost like the end of Scooby-Doo whenever they expose who's there.
Uh-huh.
And it was really Jermell Jones, who's 41, was charged with credit card theft.
Oh, no.
And the use of another person's fraudulent use of credit card over several times in 6 months.
How did they know it was him?
They asked the employees, like, which one is Jermell? And they all pointed at Chuck.
Oh,
Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah. So they knew he was under the helmet. Or the,
he was already hiding from the police.
Yeah.
I'll be Chuck E. Cheese today, y'all.
But the Tallahassee Police Department said they did not intend on arresting in front of the kids. It just developed in a way that they didn't have any choice.
Oh,
so they were
though.
Trying to be thoughtful of the situation.
You know, it'd be worth going to Chuck E. Cheese if you were to see them.
That's true.
Because the last two times I've been, I hadn't seen Chuck there.
Listen, they need to arrest some of the parents there at Chuck E. Cheese because they get so uptight about their kids, you know, other kids cutting in line and stuff like that. It gets rowdy every once in a while.
Have you ever had, like, your dreams ruined when you saw someone that you thought was, like, you know, a star or a celebrity or a whatever you would call a Santa or a Chuck E. Cheese and getting arrested?
Well, you think about all the mascots and stuff that they have out there for the little kids. And they're like at Disney World or whatever, they can't take their mask off or whatever, their head off or whatever.
Wasn't it Tigger who fought someone not that long ago?
Well, and you know what? When my kids were little, I had them set up on YouTube and I had an algorithm going that was showing them like cartoon characters and stuff. And all of a sudden, I heard my kids get upset and I look over and there's some full-on MMA-style fighting match going on between Winnie the Pooh and a bunch of other characters. And, yeah. I mean, they were knocking each other down and flipping them over each other. Yeah. And I'm like, what's YouTube feeding this to my kid for? I was looking for cartoon characters.
Well, they were cartoon characters.
Yeah, but not MMA fighting.
You know, we used to have the bee mascot, the bee costume. And one time we were at the mall, and the guy that was working for us and in that costume was causing issues with someone in the mall.
Oh, no.
And I had to tell him, I literally had to fuss at the bee in the middle of the mall. Like, and I wonder if kids are walking by seeing me fuss at a bee.
Yeah.
You're like, buzz off.
I had to tell him to chill down, chill
yeah,
out.
Yeah, you're representing the company
there. You're
working
right now. Quit messing with that girl that you following around the mall.
Oh,
it was somebody he knew and liked.
Oh, so.
And he kept on, and I'm like, we got a job to do.
Didn't anyone tell him you're not at your A game for flirting when you're dressed in the B costume?
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, Tori, I know you got into an interesting conversation on your show about when you go out with friends and they offer to pay for the meal.
Yeah. How do you respond? Do you go all out, or are you like, okay, I'm going to scale it back? Yeah. Water is for everyone at the table. Cut it on back.
Uh-huh. It's like, oh, you know, I was going to have a burger, but I'll have the lobster. Yeah, and there's a lot of, talk about how you do that. And a lot of people would say, you know what, if you're going to offer to buy the meal, do it up front.
No,
I'm sorry. Wait and surprise them at the end.
Yes.
If you do it up front, that makes them feel guilty when they do order something fancy.
Yeah, because if they all do order the lobster, then you don't have to pick up the tab. No, admitted it that.
That's right. Yeah,
pick up another tab later.
It's like you take a little math quiz around the table of who's buying what.
That's when you're like, and dessert's on me. Instead of the whole meal.
That's fair.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. I will usually say, if they say beforehand, I got this meal, I'm like, well, no, because I'm going to get the filet and lobster.
Yeah, okay.
That's me too, Cato.
Yeah, I don't want you to have to pick this up.
And I don't want to eat some crappy meal just because they're paying.
Right.
Because that'll make me not enjoy the meal. I'd rather pay my own bill and get what I wanted to eat.
That's a good point, too.
Now, I did get taken advantage of from friends when there was four of us. They're like, oh, let's just split the tab evenly. And it was till later that I realized that two people had prime rib. Mm-hmm. I had six wings.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that because yours is much cheaper.
Yeah, a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
But I went in and did it.
Sometimes it could be a big group. Sometimes it could just be a couple you're out with too.
Right.
Well, yeah, because it's so awkward because then you don't want to be the person who's like, well, hold on now. I got chicken fingers and you got a filet.
Yeah, yeah.
Why should I have to pay for your filet?
Or you know what?
I would say it.
It kind of gets sticky too sometimes because it's like an appetizer comes out or they order an appetizer and you don't even eat a potato skin. Or
Why not?
You know what? I didn't even have a nacho. I had one nacho and it didn't even have cheese on it. So you want me to split the appetizer with you?
Once you had the nacho, you're in.
One without cheese on it?
Just you shouldn't have just done that.
Yeah.
They're like, I hope he just eats one chip.
Well,
with no cheese.
If it's a bunch of girls too, or a bunch of guys, you got someone that's going to say, hey, let's just split the tab evenly. And it's usually the person that can't figure out the tab. It's like they're bad at math. I'm like, you know what? Let's just split it.
As long as you tell me in advance, that's fine. But like if appetizers and stuff come out and I don't know we're splitting it, I'm not touching your food.
Right. I don't touch it.
And then for you to be like, let's split this. I'm like, new. Because I didn't have any of that.
I have no problem speaking up.
Well, and that's what some of the experts say, that you need to speak up. What was that information? Okay, so like if you don't want to split up, let's say you're supposed to say something like, I'm on a budget and I'm trying to save money. That's why I specifically ordered what I ordered tonight because y'all ordered all this. But if it's going to be like, let's say only over $2 that you're fighting, don't say anything. But if it's something significantly, less expensive than what they ordered, you're supposed to speak up for yourself, like you said.
But that gets so awkward, especially to be like, sorry, I don't have the money for this.
And that's why you don't say that.
Yeah,
You don't do that crap out of your budget. You just freaking tell them, hey, listen, it's not fair. I didn't eat any of that stuff because I didn't know we were doing this, and it's not right for me to pay for your appetizers.
And if they do try and split everything and they got something like the prime rib and they've got leftovers, I'd be like, pass that box over. I'm getting my portion's worth.
That's right.
That's pretty funny. So they also say they've got all these apps out there. Of course, you got PayPal, Venmo makes it easy to split up stuff too, or send your friend money, at this point. And there's an app called Splitwise, and Food Divide can help with the math involved in splitting the bill.
I'm like, man, it's not that hard.
Is that not just a calculator on your phone?
It's going to be my server. That's what a server is for. I want separate checks.
Yeah.
And I know once you get a huge party, it's kind of hard, but I
think servers know to do that. They know how to do it.
I've had a party with 20 plus people.
That's what you're tipping them for.
And the server kept every check separate. Yep. She just gave everybody a name.
Yeah.
This is your, you're number one.
Well, and
you're number two.
Wow, that's a lousy name.
But they'll put gratuity on there, especially if it's over eight, right?
You can check and tell.
A lot of people do. I forget to look, so I end up tipping more.
Oh, I've done that before many times.
That should be told in advance.
And then you go home, you look at your receipt, and you're like, oh, man.
Yeah. I try to look to see.
I was going
to
say, that's just standard routine. If you got more than six people, check and see if they included the tip.
Yeah, but I didn't know until recently you're not supposed to tip on the tax.
Well, I mean, it doesn't make a huge difference in the tip.
There's no fine rule out there that says you're not supposed to.
You just don't have to.
Yeah.
And if you have like a coupon or a money off of a meal, you tip on the full price, not what you paid for it.
Do you have those friends that ever that say like, hey, let's all put in our credit cards and let's let the waitress pull out a credit card and you pay for the whole meal?
Heck no.
Yeah. I've had that before happen a couple of times.
Because I drink $3 beers and my friends drink $15 liquor drinks.
Oh, yeah, so or a bottle of wine or something.
I'm not taking that chance.
Yeah, that's smart, Kato.
Yeah. And then you're watching, too. Like, you're over there drinking water and all your friends are drinking, like, wine and stuff like that.
That happened to me when I was pregnant and all my girlfriends were getting drinks and I was over there with my waters and at the end they wanted to split the tab and I'm like, for water?
I'm pregnant.
I don't think so.
Nope.
Yeah. I did anyway, because I get bullied. I don't stand up for myself.
Hey,
so
you want to go have lunch today?
I'll get it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I want to talk to you guys about an argument that's going on right now between some people who are getting married and some of their family and friends. They are talking about whether or not they are going to have a traditional wedding where everyone brings gifts and comes and spends time, or they're offering their friends the option to do a Venmo wedding where they don't have to come to the wedding. They donate on Venmo so that the bride and the groom can go to somewhere like Aruba or Jamaica and have a private wedding without bothering everyone.
And the good thing is you're free enough to decide that you're not going to do either.
Well, that may be true, but they're offering it as like, hey, if you don't want to deal with the hassles of coming to a wedding, buying all these dresses and renting these tuxes and all this, if you would just chip in what you would have spent anyway, then we'll just go have a private wedding and not bug you.
Oh.
I don't feel like you're asking.
Well, but you know, there's two ways to look at it. Like, if it's just you and you're a guest and you don't want to go to the wedding, like, yeah, I'll send you $100.
That's me, man. I'm like, where do I sign?
But if you're in the wedding or was going to be in the wedding and they want you to pay for not only the gift you were going to give them, but also the dress that you were going to pay for as well.
But you still don't have to go. It's a win.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you would have spent, imagine the rehearsal, all of that crap you had to do, and now you get to cut out on all that.
But I won't get that lovely dress.
That you can wear again later. Yeah. I think that's my point. What do you think, Tori?
I kind of think everyone's different. If it works for you, that's great. But I guess I'm weird. I enjoy going to weddings.
No,
I think
you're a woman. Fun. Women love weddings. They love to see some other person get trapped in the thing they're trapped in.
That's terrible.
But men are like, we're sitting there going, no, don't do it, buddy. Don't do it.
How is it such a bad situation for men? The whole ball and chain thing cracks me up.
Well, there's some trade-offs.
What's so bad about it?
He's teasing.
Look at your life.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, come on now.
But every time, it's like, now that I'm married, I don't know what I would do or how I would get anywhere without my little helper in the car to help me drive. Every time we do anything that I normally do just fine in the car alone, but when she's in it, it's like.
You also wouldn't be getting your clothes washed or dishes washed or meals cooked.
That's pay to do that. I went through a drive-thru for the food. I went to and dropped my laundry off where you paid by the pound, and it was magically done a couple days later. I mean, I survived before marriage.
I got to tell you, it's got to be confusing for you when you are riding with your wife and she's making all those noises. They need to have, like, for cars, AI that makes the noises all the time. That way you're used to them while you're driving.
At least a translation. Like, oh, she's worried about the car that's 4 miles down that's on the street you already saw.
Or it's like, look at that sail up there on that billboard.
Yeah, that's bad too. Yeah. When they freak out and there's nothing really.
What is it?
I just remembered. There's a so-and-so tomorrow. And you're like, okay, I just ran off the road and almost ran over three kids because of that.
Okay, but if it was really bad, she wouldn't just go, she'd go, whoa, or oh my gosh, or something like that, or look out for that.
I think, though, with this wedding thing, it's kind of like what guys do anyway. It's like she'll go, hey, you want to go shopping with me? No, I don't want to go shopping. Wait, here's $200. Have
exactly. Fun. Cato, you're a very social person. You probably are upset that the wedding's not happening.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah. I hate dressing up for anything. I hate going to funerals and weddings.
So you're just basically so cheap, you won't do either of them.
It ain't going to be cheap. I just don't want to get dressed up.
But I'm saying you don't want to pay either.
Well, no, but I just think when you sound like you're begging for money, hey, if you don't want to come to our wedding, pay us. I mean, that's...
They're not saying that. Wrong. They're saying, hey, if you'd rather not spend the money at the wedding and take your time up and come be bored at the wedding, then how about you just give us the money that we would have spent and we'll go do a wedding on our own in the private.
But what if I weren't going to give you a gift to begin with? I was coming to your wedding to enjoy the reception, but I wasn't going to get you a gift anyway.
Then you're not a good friend.
It's like you're paying to get rid of them almost. Hey, you could come hang out with us, or you could give us money, and we'll go away.
But honestly.
Exactly.
It saves time, though. I'm like, so much time not having to go there. Also, I have to learn all the line dances again for the reception party.
And you don't have to do the like different showers and stuff. You don't have to do the rehearsal. Mm-hmm. You don't have to spend a whole weekend at a wedding dealing with all the crap for the whole weekend. Mm-hmm. You don't have to deal with your wife or significant others suddenly talking all lovey dovey about everything.
Yeah.
What?
It's like if you're not married yet, then they're like, oh, wow, look, you're getting married. I wonder when we're getting married. There's so many things you avoid.
That's so interesting.
Kind of like when your girlfriend or wife watches a romantic comedy and they expect you to act the same way as the guy in the comedy.
Yeah, they're like, how come you're not like that?
Yeah.
Because it's not a movie.
When's the last time you brought me flowers and a box of candy?
That guy doesn't poop either.
What?
They never poop in movies.
You are on something interesting today.
They did on Dumb and Dumber.
Well, Dumb and Dumber is dumb.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
The TSA is asking people to stop doing this before you get on your flight because the TSA officials in Florida were shell-shocked to discover a pair of turtles in a passenger's bra.
Okay, is that something they really have to ask people to stop doing? Because I've never seen anyone do it.
Well, more people are doing it.
Why?
I have no idea. I guess they're just trying to sneak on their pets.
It's going to ruin my travel plans.
Yeah. So the woman who was traveling out of Miami International Airport was caught trying to sneak two turtles past the security checkpoint by stuffing them in a bra.
Sounds more like a smuggling thing.
I imagine if they were snapping turtles. Ouch.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I want to see your turtles.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, thanks, though. That's probably a strategic place, though, to put two turtles if you're going to sneak them, you know, anywhere.
Do people not realize you do go through x-ray?
Yeah, yeah. The woman was taken aside for private screening during which two live turtles from an alarming area were discovered. And then they said, and this is the TSA emphasized, stop hiding animals in weird places on your body and then trying to sneak them through the airport security because you can take your pets on board.
Now, how were they just like slowly inching their heads out? And she's like, get back in there.
Like, I figured there's movement in a place there shouldn't be movement.
Yeah.
But I mean, the only problem with the TSA on this is they charge you like $150 to bring a turtle on board.
Yeah.
So is no it? Wonder she's smuggling it on.
Yeah, that's a good point. So one of the turtles, though, that was stuffed in the woman's bra didn't survive the ordeal.
What?
And the other was confiscated and turned over to the Florida Department of Fish and Wildlife. So, and the boy, does that turtle have a story to tell to all of his other turtle friends?
How come it died? This is a weird story.
I don't know. I don't know if it suffocated or what in the bra.
I mean, they can go underwater for hours.
Mm-hmm.
I did not no airlines charge a big fee.
They charge a fortune for any animals.
I just thought it was like a $50 or something.
It's like $150 each way.
$200 each way.
Yeah, I know, because we were going to bring our dog once. I'm like, his ticket's more than mine is.
You stuff that one in a bra right there. It's like, hey, you got, your wife has hair all over her chest. It's like,
hey, we don't talk about that, okay? But the turtle thing is weird. You could literally just hold the turtle in your hand. It's not like it's going to run away.
Or just put him in your little bag.
This is weird.
Like, well, they probably wouldn't even notice that going through the x-ray.
And you remember a few months ago, it was a man, not identified by name, but he attempted to sneak a live red ear slider turtle in his crotch area and his pants at the Newark Liberty International Airport. And the man was given a pat down. When asked if he had anything hidden in his pants, the man retrieved a turtle wrapped in a blue towel from his trousers. So I'm like, now that's where I don't want a snapping turtle.
Is there a big market for turtles or something?
Apparently for the red-eared snapping slider or whatever that was.
It almost sounds like some kind of a burger or something. I have the red turtle slider. It's kind of interesting. But I'm like, I think it's what Tom said. I mean, that's a lot of money to spend just to take a turtle. And you can't find anybody to take care of your turtle while you're gone. So I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. You put it in your trousers, put it in your bra, and before you know it, you know.
You'd be better off just put it in your suitcase. Probably be fine for a couple of hours.
I'm thinking so, too, especially with the turtle. Now, you can't do hamsters that way. You don't want to hide hamsters in your pants or guinea pigs either because they're going to be moving, too.
Yeah, yeah. Plus, they've got really sharp teeth.
Yeah, I was just trying to think of all the other critters that you cannot keep, like, you know, that you want to take on an airplane.
Yeah.
And not have to pay for it. This is my emotional support guinea pig I have right here. My emotional support turtles that I have.
It's okay, but you still have to pay, I guess.
Do you have to pay for the emotional support animals?
You probably do.
I think you just go on Amazon and buy one of those emotional support turtle things. The little bag or whatever it is. The thing that goes around them.
You put a sticker on it, Shale. It's like, it's my emotional support turtle.
No, it's more like a sash.
Is it really?
A sash. Like she just won a beauty pageant.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
A lot of people on vacation. It's the last few chances you get for a vacation before summer's over. I can't believe my kids are talking about going back to school like next week or something.
Yeah, yes. Mine do.
It's coming up. Uh-huh. I mean, used to when I was a kid, we didn't go back to school till September.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to school in August. It's craziness. But if you are trying to get that last vacation trip in, you've got to seriously make sure you get it done in time. And my wife does something that I'm not as big into as she is. She demands that we have a buffer day.
What?
Are you familiar with the buffer day?
I don't know anything about it.
That's when you come back a day early, so you'll have that buffer day to get back on track before you have to jump into the job.
I'm not coming back a day early, but I will take an extra day after the trip.
Huh?
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I prefer 2 days.
Right.
But I do like a vacation that goes like a Saturday to Saturday, and we have completely all day. You get home Saturday, you have all day Sunday before you go back to
work. The problem is you've lost a day of vacation, though.
Yeah, but a lot of like rentals, like at the coast, they're Saturday to Saturday rentals.
Are they?
Yes.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Because like, for example, not long ago, we went to Italy. And when we flew back on Saturday morning, got in late Saturday night. And then we had all day Sunday to recover.
Yeah.
But there was we basically lost a whole Saturday that we could have spent in Italy.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, but now my thinking is this, and it still involves a buffer day, but the buffer day is Monday. You go to work, you just don't do anything. You just don't do anything that you don't have to do.
So we just have a buffer week.
Yeah, kind of. Well, I think everyone kind of has that where they say you need a vacation to get over your vacation.
Right.
Yeah. But my wife insists that we get back early so we have that day to unpack, get everything back to normal, and then get to the regular routine again.
Most of my vacations aren't that extravagant. So, like, if you're going to Myrtle Beach, you don't really need a buffer day.
But my wife would insist on one.
Do you? Yeah.
I
mean,
I just went for a week. But like I say, the house we rented was only Saturday to Saturday.
So you didn't really have a choice.
Leave the house at 10 a.m. Saturday
but
morning.
But like Gatlinburg, you know, you've already done everything, you know, in 2 days.
But still, on Saturday, you're missing a whole Saturday you could have spent in Gatlinburg.
But I went there just for the weekend. I don't need a buffer day because it makes the weekend really short.
But that's what I was saying. Take the extra day.
What extra day?
Like if you were going to come back on Saturday, book it through Sunday and then take Monday off.
In other words, don't come into work on a Monday.
Well, that's not an option for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You only get your week off, so you can't take off Monday, too.
Hmm.
Well, and people say they need a week from their vacation of a week.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, one day is sufficient. I
tell you what, Tom, you talking about losing that Saturday after the week I did spend, I was ready to come home.
Well, I read about, some people will go for a weekend and they will drive back Monday morning in the early morning and drive straight to work.
Oh, wow.
No way am I doing that.
I don't like driving at night.
I do sometimes when there's kids involved and they're like, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Because when they go to sleep, it's very peaceful. When your kids are a little bit younger, you choose to drive later at night.
Well, I do it now even when my kid's older because the traffic is so much less.
That's another thing, yeah.
There's less officers out there trying to give you tickets too. So it's a win-win. Get to drive faster and you don't have to worry about the heavy traffic.
True.
The only thing you have to worry about is deer. Especially on 26.
You know, sometimes I think they like to play Frogger, they're not very good at it.
You ever wonder what they're thinking when they, you know, the deer in the headlights where they just sit there and stare?
Yeah.
Are they like, is that a Honda or is that a Toyota?
What confuses me is when there's like two of the same critter out there that have passed away. Like, you know, two possums on the side of the street. Did it, like, see the other one die? It's like, I can't live anymore like this. I'm just going to go ahead and take myself out.
Well, you know how your parents just say, if so-and-so jumps off a cliff, are you going to jump off of it?
Yeah.
So I guess he's doing
possums do that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.